You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
You're on the BFM Breakfast Show, and in the studio right now we got old mate Tim Batt. Morena, Tim.
Morena, I'm so glad you only just turned my mic on because I think I leaned in to swallow like a mouthful of coffee, and that just would have been a disgusting way to start a chat.
Well, we're not alone. Not just got Tim in the studio, we've got the wonderful Jack Nicol. Kia ora, Jack. How are you this morning?
Thank you very much. Good, thank you. How are you?
Good. That's nice to have you in here. We're talking wellness. Which is so satisfying to say, but it is a crowdfunded web series that has been created. Tell us how you both kind of come in on this project. What's your relationship to it? What's it all about?
This is Jack's baby, and I'm so happy to be a part of it. So, Jack, nice. tell the good people how this baby got birthed.
It's a bunch of people's babies. Wellness is like a silly web series about a dire silent retreat where a bunch of like wellness nerds sort of like blunder their way through a week-long meditation thing. It's been a couple of years working. It's been heaps of fun. We sort of pulled in a whole bunch of like favors to make it, including getting Timbo here and Lucy Sutter, who's a friend of the Bee.
Yes.
Who's the lead singer of Dick Move.
Yep.
And we all just kind of jammed on it for a couple of years, and we finally released it last week, which is awesome.
So what, I mean, wellness culture is one of those things that, you know, there are think pieces about it that could like form an encyclopedia at this point. But what is your interest with it as a franchise, as a concept, as a possibly a cult movement? What's the thing that sort of intrigues you about it, Jack?
Yeah, it's crazy, yeah, because like it's kind of like it's everywhere now, right? Like,
yeah,
it's like it's such a monetized thing, you know. Mm. Like, and there's like heaps of like good stuff about it, but there's also some like questionable stuff about it, you know. Mm-hmm. Like quite a lot of cultural appropriation, quite a lot of, you know, like people cult-like behavior. And we sort of thought it was like time to just like take the piss out of it, really, because everyone kind of knows all the gags, you know. And
yeah,
it's kind of easy to laugh at, like easy to laugh at it. So we just dug deep, and our friend Brady, who's like one of those people we were talking earlier about, who sort of get addicted to silent retreats.
Yeah.
He's just well researched this thing, you know. Like,
he wrote it, by the way. Brady's the guy.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's very authentic. Like, it's quite bonkers what
I was going to say. The best type of satire usually comes from a place of love too. So it's not like saying this whole thing is bollocks, but there is an element of bollocks to it, you know.
That's exactly the tone, eh? Because Brady's been on heaps of these retreats,
countless.
So like he loves it. But he's noticed all the little things that are just completely absurd to dial up. And he's done a great job of, like, putting it in the script and just creating these, just showcasing how kind of silly the thing is if you look at it from the outside.
Yep.
When you're inside of it, I feel like everyone's there to drink the Kool-Aid a bit.
Oh, yeah.
But if you've, like, got this external view on what all these characters are doing, it's real crack up, which is what, the web series is. But there's also, like, there's a nice story arc through the season that's been crafted by Brady and Jack, and Andy, who owns Studio Butter, has like thrown his full production force behind it. So when Jack talks about like calling in all these favors, as a result, there's like all these amazing performers in it. The thing looks and sounds fantastic as well. Like, it's a beautiful, crispy, dare I say, Netflix looking, you know, sort of web series. So it's super high production values on this thing that you guys made for nothing.
So such a classic Kiwi thing. Yeah, it is such a classic Kiwi thing. But you guys crowdfunded for this. That's a, like, you know, there's quite a cool sense of buy-in, literally, that you get from people saying, yeah, I would like to watch this thing. What was that process like as a creator to kind of have that relationship with the people watching it?
Yeah, it's good. It's cool. It's like, it's sort of, I've done a few crowdfunding campaigns to finance stuff over the years, and it's like, it's a great way to build an audience, but it's also, it's just the way to works now, you know. So people sort of are really happy paying to, you know, go to comedy shows or a gig or anything, but like to watch TV or movies, certainly at like the emerging filmmaker level, you know, you've got to sort of put your money up front, let us work for a couple of years, and then we sort of like release our art.
Yes.
So it's just sort of like flipped in these days, you know?
Yeah, totally. And I think also, you know, getting that mindset for people can be a wee bit of a challenge sometimes. So it must be a really, like, buoying thing when you do have people sign on and say, yeah, no, actually, I'd like to see what you can make with this, you know, idea and this cash.
It's a nice vote of confidence, but it shouldn't be, like, sort of underplayed how much has been achieved for so little.
Yes.
As well on top of that, like, the thing, you know, looks equivalent to stuff that costs, what, 20 times the budget.
Yeah, it is kind of, we're pretty
proud. What did you guys raise? It was like 10 grand or something, right? Grand for the whole season, which is absurd.
Yeah, and then like half, you know, like 10% goes to the platform. And we're pretty stoked with it. Like it's a pretty solid piece of work that we're pretty proud of. So it's pretty cool to get it out there.
So in terms of this through line, you've obviously got all the kind of comedy inherent in this strange culture that comes out of these silent retreats. But what are kind of some of our characters and what are they actually up to?
I'm a square.
I'm in there
in a suit. I'm sort of the like external, almost voice of reason, but quickly turned, like sort of
Is it
audience.
Called like a straight man, like in comedy? Yeah. You're called like the straight man, right?
Yeah, sadly, once again in my life, I am the straight man.
Tim does an incredible job of just like setting up people. You guys have probably noticed hanging out with him, but like when you're around Tim, he makes you funnier. You know,
oh,
like,
yes. He's got this aura. Yeah, you got a special talent for it, Tim. It's true, yeah.
Yeah, and so yeah, Tim's in the, Lucy plays this woman called Sattva, who, together with her partner, James.
Just James, yeah. Just the one.
Just singular.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's not a plural.
Yeah.
And they've just like hopeless people, but well-meaning, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
And it's they all sort of like bumble through. There's actually quite a cool, like, I don't want to ruin it, but like, there's a cool sort of like polyamorous bisexual love story going on in there as well, which is Tim is at the centre of.
Oh, yeah, breaking hearts, Tim.
Absolutely. and there's dock rangers. There's something for everyone.
Oh, you had me at dock rangers. I'm in. Well, wellness. Where can people watch it?
YouTube. So just like Google it.
Awesome.
I think our SEO is pretty good. So just look it up.
And free for everyone.
Free for everyone.
Out in the world from now.
That's fantastic. If people watch it and they like it and they want to say thanks with cash, is there a way to do that at all? You still have any sort of platform?
That would be a good
platform?
Idea. We should have thought about that. But no, just like
you can have that
comment.
One for free. Yeah. You go.
What would be super helpful is commenting on the videos positively, if possible.
Yep.
Thumbs up and obviously sharing it around. That would be the biggest
nice.
Thanks.
Well, thank you both so much for coming in and talking to us about Well Wellness. I really recommend people go check it out. It's fantastic. But we better let you go because, Tim, you're about to have a baby, so you better get out of here.
Yeah, to be fair, not me, my wife, but yeah.
Yeah.
A baby is coming.
You've got that, you know, smartwatch checking for any notifications going through.
I've got my phone off silent for the first time in about a decade, so yeah.
Walking into a radio studio with your phone off silent. We'll let you get away with it this morning.
Your headphones don't even work. Don't come for me.
Hey, thank you guys so much. We'll see you very soon.
Thank you, Rachel.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.